They say life can change in an instant. Your whole norm can be flipped upside down. Change is inevitable. I think that's not only just good philosophy for what's going on in the world, but it's definitely been my philosophy in our life over the past 24 hours. My, what 24 hours can do to someone's life. I've also learned over the past 48 hours that your voice and using your voice is more powerful than most could ever realize. And that it's important to use your voice, stand up for yourself, but also the way that you use your voice and how you protect yourself and stand up for what you know is right is just as important as well. Over the last 24, 48 hours, I have realized and come to realization on quite a few things, because there's the things that we had to, as a couple, make important decisions with the law firm that represented me on contingency basis. They actually would have gotten 40% of anything that would have came out of the case against the surgeon who did improper work, work that was not under treatment plan, not only doing it incorrectly, but using foreign substances and doing just, I'm just going to say, sloppy work. Behind the scenes, I also had been, before even going under a law firm and making a decision to have them represent me, I had already been working behind the scenes with insurance company, with dental, and another company, which had done a thorough investigation with the dental group surgeon. And also they came back yesterday and this was without using a law firm. And I'm going to get into a part of this podcast about law firms, and that I'll be honest, you don't need to feel like you have to use an attorney counsel to represent you in matters in life, because I am living, breathing, walking proof that you can do just as well, if not better, than a law firm or having someone represent you. It's all about how organized you are, your approach, and being firm. It's part of, once again, using your voice, using it, but making sure you use it correctly. So we had actually filed, and they had filed an investigation with the dental insurance and another company, and we got wind yesterday that there was some type of settlement reached. And although to everyone, this is not a very big chunk at all, if anything, it's very minimal what they agreed to compensate back, because let's face it, I have a lot of bills. You know, we're going to take a good portion, you know, a 95% hit of someone who has a license that shouldn't be practicing's negligence and sloppy work and just being all about the dollar, how fast they can get patients in and out, and not about the quality of treatment. With that being said, we were honored with a settlement of $750-something-odd. We actually, which I had agreed, you can't fault the anesthesiologist. I mean, they did their job. They can't control what a doctor or surgeon or specialist does. You know, they do their job, and if they're not connected and they were with their own private group, could not fault them. So I had early on said, you know, the anesthesiologist bill, you know, we weren't disputing that, but it's obvious with the work that this person who holds any kind of dental license is holding, which shouldn't be, had done while it was under deep sedation. So with that being said, $700-something is all we will 100% compensate back from this gentleman and their cosmetic group, we'll just say. And the reason is you're asking, what about that law firm? Well, I decided yesterday, and there's a couple of factors that made my decision to where I don't believe it was or would have been a good fit. There are some moral and ethical reasons behind it. Also, I'm going to say, and this is just wisdom and knowledge and sharing this for everyone, no matter what the situation. Never, ever, 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 ever take personal matters inside of any type of legal system, courtroom. Handle your personal matters, differences and differences, outside of courtrooms. Do not take personal matters inside of any courtroom, because what people don't realize is also with law firms, especially on big, you know, medical injury cases and things like that, you know, they'll have you sign different variety of forms, and federal release forms are big. And federal release forms, you can be the most careful person, hire, you know, whoever to expunge records or things that maybe you, you know, realize probably weren't the smartest things to do, and maybe you should have handled this and this, this, and no matter what your situation is, and it was against someone else or whatever, yada, yada, yada. And the problem is all that stuff still, it's like, it stays alive. It continues breathing throughout the rest of your life, not just for yourself or if you filed it or if you're on the other opposite end of, you know, well, I'm not talking about car accidents and medical mal. I'm just talking about normal life differences and differences. Do not, please, don't take matters like that. I'm asking everyone, this is like a desperate plea. Don't take those inside of courtrooms. Just please don't, because that stuff surfaces and it never disappears, and it lives and breathes inside of every court system. And I'm talking about petty things and indifferences of people and matters that, and I don't care what your relationship is, should never ever step foot inside any court system, period. It's an unfortunate fact, and you know, there was two parts of decision on my end. I am not a materialistic person. I've never been. I've never been my entire life. I never was the kind of person that I'm going to date somebody depending on what their bank account is, and I'm going to marry someone depending on if they got enough money or whatever. I was never that kind of girl. I was never that kind of young lady. I was never that kind of woman. I never looked at money that way. I could live with or without it. And, you know, me and my spouse are fortunate, and we're very lucky that we are now comfortable, you know, a little bit more than comfortable with our finances. And it's taken us a while to get there. We've been fortunate. We've been blessed. We have hustled. We have busted butt. I am pouring myself into online classes now. I still have a graduation date ahead of me. I'm going to realize that dream of working from home. I'm working with disability and making sure that, you know, when we get to that point, and if it works for me, then obviously I won't be on disability anymore, you know, to an extent. I still have to work on medical issues and prove with my treating specialist that I'm getting better. And let's just face it, I'm not there yet. But I highly encourage, and Social Security will encourage you too, for those who are on temporary or permanent disability, to go if you want to pursue that dream, if you want to get that degree. And you can't, obviously can't go online or on campuses right now anyway with what's going on with the virus. But there are so many colleges online that you can take online courses and work it into your schedule. And right now, if there's so much downtime in the world, why not realize that dream? Why not go after that degree? Why not, you know, extend your education? There's really no excuse except for the one you give yourself. So there's, once again, like I say, a silver lining out of a bad situation that we're all facing. Legally, and I'm just going to say this is my opinion. I have felt like this, and those who know me very well know I've felt like this for many, 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 many years, if not decades. I never believed in the court system. I always felt like maybe back in the day, like decades back in the day, like different eras and time frame, you know, in life, court system was there and it was a good court system and it did what it was supposed to do and it protected the innocent. And it was used in a manner that it needed and intended to be and should have carried on every era and every generation. Unfortunately, I think court systems now are more of rubbing elbows, who knows who. I also, and I'm going to say this, and it's, you know, I'm not under legal counsel anymore, so I'm going to say this. And it was a decision that myself and Eric, and, you know, it just wasn't working. And there's reasons why, you know, a couple of reasons. And let's just say I don't never had faith. I never was much for attorneys. And because, you know, now it's about the turnover with cases and paying up front and how fast you can get a case settled. And a lot of law firms, this is God's truth. And if you're an attorney, I'm saying it's just truthful. It's a matter of how many cases you can handle and turn over and the money that you can make, and not about handling cases that are long-term, especially contingency, because you are investing money or taking a risk. And that's where I get back into also using your voice, knowing morally and ethically what's right and wrong. If you feel something's not right, you need to use your voice. You have to be able to work with your attorneys. You have to be able to not be scared to say something if you disagree. You got to remember, contingency basis, you're paying them, they're not paying you. And in our case, it was 40% they would have made. So that's a lot of money. Let's just say it's money that we didn't have to start with, so it's no loss. Most people be, oh, well, you know, if I had to part my ways, whatever, I'd be upset. I'm not, because they never really, I never saw that money anyway. So it would have helped with covering costs, expensive costs for surgeries and things I'm going to have to go through. But it is what it is, and we'll be okay. But also, that being said, you know, and once again, I reiterate this, do not take small matters, you know, petty stuff inside of any courtroom. You have indifferences with people, and you're over 18. You work them outside of a court system. Don't get attorneys involved. Don't get courts involved. Handle them outside. That's the thing. We're in a society where we're just, you know, fast trigger. And everything we do, we're running, you know, we're running in different directions. We're running in the opposite direction. But really, where we need to run in the direction that we're having problems with, and sit down and resolve issues and indifferences, personal matters, with a person or persons, and not giving it to attorneys that they're just about taking your money. God honest truth, they don't care. They're really just there. And honestly, God honest truth, and I know attorneys are probably going to laugh, listen to this, and chuckle a little bit if you're driving, but you know what I'm saying. No, it's true. You don't care about Billy Bob and Billie Jean's personal matters. They came to you. You know, they paid you, and, you know, you see that check, and whatever they say, okay, make you feel a little good and warm inside. On to the next case after that's done. As quick as they can get the cases in and get paid, as quick as they can come out, go out. It's about quantity and not quality anymore. The court system is just, it's crazy. You hear about things on the news, and people get murdered, and all sorts of crazy stuff in the United States, and the question of the people that really, really, really do some horrible things, and they're getting away with stuff, and it's just scary. It's unfortunate. It's terrible. And just my opinion, I never trusted the court system. I haven't in decades. I never was one for attorneys. I just, I believe it's about the dollar. And, you know, I was under a law firm, and this is my opinion. I'm entitled to it. And I'm 100% believe, and I'm here to say we had two issues and situations, and I handled one without an attorney, which was with General Motors and Chevrolet, waiting on a settlement letter, was able to get, and I was told there's no way they're going to take that vehicle back, even though it's a recall waiting to happen. Chevrolet and General Motors, as I was told by three different dealerships, never take anything back. They're forced into court to do it. They're forced down with lawsuits from multiple attorneys. It'll never happen. You'll never be able to do it. No, I don't believe the word never, and I don't believe the words I can't, because I really truly believe we all have the power. We can. It's how you pursue matters, staying organized, staying on top of things, and most importantly, standing up for what you believe and using your voice. Strip away the titles from people in this world. Look at them, because they're normal people like me and you. Just because they hold a title doesn't make them any better than you. They're no better than me. And you have to treat people fair and equal, regardless. When we sat down with a representative for General Motors Chevrolet, this God's truth happened over the past week. I did not sit next to them. I stood up and I told them exactly what happened with this vehicle, the smell, not being able to drive it. Going in when, you know, I'm just going down the street and literally like an inch of ice inside the whole car. The smell. affected every piece of fabric in that car. You sat in that car. You came home. You had to literally strip all your clothes off. You had to take a shower. Your hair reeked. Your purse reeked. Literally, we took Kleenex out of that car because we had to get our contents out. And the Kleenex that was barely even used and opened literally smelled like mold. Literally, being honest, straightforward, and firm, and truthful, and genuine, because it's a genuine, factual situation happened. Literally, without even having to take it to General Motors Corporation, without hiring an attorney, Chevrolet representative, God Honest Truth Fact, looked at me and said, we're going to take care of this today, right now. The manager, service manager, everybody at the dealership was literally shocked. Never seen anything like it. So that's the difference. Why are you running to attorneys when you can handle things on your own? You have the capability. You're an adult. Strip the titles away from people. Be willing to work out issues. And this is things that, you know, this is not a personal issue. This is a legitimate defect, quality control, overlooked issue with a 2019 Chevrolet Track that was an assembly line and got overlooked. And now it's going into a major recall. Literally dropped off the rest of the contents, the key and that, 2 days ago, and it's ready to be getting picked up. We were called by Chevrolet General Motors on the buyback department. They are in the process now of buying the car back. They, you know, want it out of our hands. And then working with us on a settlement of getting into another vehicle. With that being said, they're fully aware of my podcast. I told them, you know, I will be sharing my story because I don't want this recall and this issue with really, really hazardous mold to somebody be in a 2019 Chevrolet Track and have a newborn baby and have multiple children and you're breathing this stuff in. I'm telling you right now, point blank, it's not healthy. And I don't care if you're healthy or not. It can affect you. It can affect your health and your lungs. It's not good. So I'm going to make sure people understand and aware. They're fully aware. Expedite it fast, 30 days, they're going to turn this around. We haven't got the settlement letter yet. And this is the thing. If you had an attorney, your attorney is going to look at the settlement letter. They're going to let you know. You are an adult. You have it within you. You are smart enough. You can handle this. It's just your approach and how you're going to work through it. You know, and being firm, but honest, genuine, and knowing how to use your voice effectively. Waiting on the settlement letter, myself and my spouse will sit down. And we may not agree with the settlement. The rest of, you know, buying back the vehicle, you know, they don't have a choice. It fell under the lemon law as well. It's hazard. They're going to have to do the recall. The General Motors will take their process and Chevrolet on that. We may not agree with what they offer for the settlement. We don't have an attorney. They're aware of that. We could seek an attorney. They're aware of that. Will I use an attorney? I never cared for attorneys. So, to be honest, that never changed. A point with being botched while under deep sedation was never about hiring a law firm for the money. Although the law firm, I'm sure any law firm, they're going to be 100%. They're seeing millions of dollars. They're about the money. I'm not. I'm more about the point and principle is if this happened to me, it's happened to other people. I know it has now. And it'll continue until this person is removed from doing any type of surgeries and work to anyone. Just because I've decided for personal reasons, you know, some things that, you know, differences, indifferences that can appear. I don't want to put people in situations where it could leak out and it could be made of a mockery, we're just going to say. And, you know, I'm just, you know, I may just have too big of a heart and that's fine, but I'm not going to put people in situations like that. I'm just not going to do it. There's some moral and ethical things and, you know, I'm an adult and I'm in my 40s and I'm a different place in life. And I use my wisdom and what I've been through. Not what people do, but, you know, two wrongs don't make right. And you kind of have to take wrong situations and make them right again. And we all have a capability. So I want to make sure that that gentleman who holds dental license, a surgical license, never operates and never does anything to anybody again. I'm still going to pursue that. I'm doing this on my own. Will I be successful? Maybe. Will I maybe not be successful? Maybe not. Will I still attempt it? Yes. I'm going to do it. You know, I'll live through this. I'll get through it. I've been through some SHBS, holy hell, my whole life. I was never a healthy child. I was never a healthy infant. And I'll deal with the rest of my life. And that's okay because I'm a warrior and I have been through some hellish stuff. And if my whole life is going to be struggling and going through battles, then God, go ahead and dish me another one because I'm ready. Because this has given me nothing but strength, a unsurmountable level of wisdom. And I'm hoping that I can inspire and help others along the way by unfortunate experiences and trials and tribulations for yourself, my journey, things I've gone through. If I don't, and we don't, me and my spouse agree with a settlement letter with General Motors and Chevrolet. We're waiting on that. Should arrive any day. If we don't agree with it, what do we do? Pam had asked a friend of ours in the area, and I said, well, it's not going to get signed. Not going to sign it. If they're not fair with us, not going to sign it. And what happens is that settlement just stays open, and they'll pursue it again and ask us, and that's fine. We'll get into another vehicle. They had asked us what kind of vehicle we were looking for, what we'd like to get into, what we'd like to have, you know, what would you like to purchase, whatnot. We discussed that, but see, that's part of, just part of a settlement. And you have to understand, when you're breathing in mold in that from a car that literally had, which I'll share another picture on here, literally had defective holes, like literally metal missing underneath the hood and the floor, and the dash and the floor in that. That's a problem because then all the environmental elements, it literally would bring it into that car while it was being taken off the assembly line, going through shipment, sitting on a lot, and then we're driving it and turning on the ventilation system and it's literally circulating everything. So it's a hazard situation. You have to look at long term. If you're already compromised, your immune system is, you're already dealing with issues, how can that affect you? So it has to be fair. I told the gentleman from Chevrolet General Motors that, you know, you need to be fair. And I'm willing to work with you without getting a law firm involved. Thank God I didn't. And Eric didn't either because I told him you are not going to do it. Just going to say I don't care for law firms. And I'm sorry, I'm not saying all lawyers are bad, but I'm telling you, I've not seen 1% good. That's, you know, about the passion of being in law and practicing law and not always about how much money you can get, but the passion of helping people. And, you know, I may have too big of a heart, and some people may chuckle that I'm that way, but I'm not going to change. I'm really not. I don't care what I go through. I just don't want somebody else to be underneath a situation with that car driving. They get sick. Maybe somebody elderly that's already, you know, going through a lot, a newborn baby, and you're breathing this mold and stuff in, and you're driving a 2019 Chevrolet Track, and God knows if you smell some stuff, take it to your local dealership, take it to your body shop, get it checked out. Better to be safe than sorry. It's not worth risking your health. You will find another vehicle. There will be a way. The universe will give it to you, will hand it to you, and it'll guide you. Look for the signs, heed the signs, heed the warning. Of course, always go with your gut instinct and your intuition. As far as being botched, you know, like I said, I will take the matters in my hands, and I will do what it takes to make sure that state and federal understand and they know what this person did. And unfortunately, I have to wait till after surgery and recovery, and the material and things will all be given to me in proper containment, surgical, you know, containers and things like that. And I will make sure, if I can't shut this person down, then at least there's going to be enough flags there that I hope somebody else stands up for themselves and has enough courage and strength and, you know, flags the entities that be, because I know this person's done things to other people. It's not okay. Law firm, you know, I wish them well. I really do. I'm just not about that big dollar. If it has to risk hurting people and saying and doing things that aren't morally or ethically correct or right, and I know that's just not going to work. And I'm not looking for any other law firm. I will, unfortunately, financially, we took that hit, and that's okay. You know, I did my leg of the work, had an investigation from insurance and another entity, $700 and something, $54, whatever it is, I don't know where Eric has it. Hey, that's $700 and something that we never had. And to people that are all about money, 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 well, I'm sorry to say, especially right now, maybe the universe is telling you and showing you right now, as the world's standing still and people are losing jobs and they're losing their businesses, it's not about the money. And I'm hoping a lot of people going through all of this craziness realize the simplicity of life and truly get to know and be fortunate and blessed enough like I have to truly get to know the true meaning of life. Because I'm here to say it's never about money. I may have missed out on probably more than $1 million easy. That's okay. Because that money never changed me. I probably would have gave away more than I probably would have ever in my lifetime taken. I would have put it towards the animal sanctuary. I would have done a lot of things. But, you know, you can't miss what you didn't have. But it wasn't the point of the money, but the point to make sure that this person is reprimanded and understands what they did. And they're fully aware of what they've done. Their whole practice is fully aware of what they've done. They've saw the pictures, saw the video, they know what they've done. But it has to take an extra step, and the person should not be practicing. And I am aware they're still practicing, and that scares me. And I feel for people that get underneath this individual's hands, because it's not okay. It's not right. But as far as law firms, you know, I'm sure in the law, you know, business of law and the field of law, that it's going to get worse with each generation and you know, that goes by. It's not going to be about the passion and heart of helping people. It's going to be how fast you can flip a dollar, flip a penny. And, you know, isn't that really pretty much what business is about anyway? And law firms are a form of business. As in my opinions, I hope one day, maybe some generation later, that the legal system changes for the positive and truly utilizes the courthouses and the court systems for only very, very serious matters, and that bad people in the world, because let's face it, the murders, the, you know, senseless acts, get taken seriously, and the people that suffer, the court system realizes that they're the ones that need to be protected. I just don't know if that'll ever happen, and that's unfortunate. And we're not in the Wild Wild West days, so, you know, they handled it different then. So at this point, I was told by a surgeon's office that I am a essential case, high-risk case. So they will be keeping my surgical date, which is days away. I don't want to get into too much detail for privacy reasons, but once I am home and I start the recovery process, I will podcast and share my journey. I'm not going to change that. I was sharing my journey anyway. When I was under counsel, I was just kind of educated the importance of sharing your journey, and for yourself mostly. Probably for them or for the case itself, and that's fine. But I was already there. So life happens, things change. All I can say is, with the virus going around, anyone who is in a position, and I know a lot of cancer patients, some that we know, Jen knows, that are still moving ahead with cancer surgeries, those are not going to be canceled unless something really, 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 really great happens. And those directives come down from the governors, and they go through the health department and the surgeons and surgical groups and private owners and whatnot. They get all of those instructions, and they have to abide by them 100% in the medical field. And it's so they do not risk contaminating their own equipment or off-site surgical suites and things like that that I will be having my surgery at. And at that point also, it's, you know, you get one person you bring in, you know, obviously you have to have somebody present. And everybody who has a surgery that's coming up right now, I know, will all get tested. that's all I can say at this point. You will be tested before your surgery, and if you do come up positive and you are at home, you will be asked to stay at home. I don't like to use the word quarantine. I will just say you have to just stay home so you don't spread the virus. That's all I'm going to say. Quarantine is just a little, it's warlike, and let's just face it, there's a difference between a virus epidemic and true war. So I don't want to compare those two. I don't think it's comparable. But you will be asked if it's positive to stay home. And then when you are given the green light, then they will put you back into surgical priority list. But for those who are having surgeries, and it's for my situation, it's because the risk of infection is far too great to let this continue going. So I'm on high antibiotics. Everybody gets tested. You find out, and then you just continue on, you know. I will go through surgery. I will recover. We are in a situation where myself and my spouse talked. Other parts of the surgery, we have just decided, and I have decided, I don't know I don't know. We're going to take it one step at a time. Our goal is to continue still in the process of being 100% moved in our secondary location, which will be our permanent new home out in Arizona, no late than the end of November. With this virus going around and things like that, that would be the only thing, honestly, that would hold us up. Other parts of revision from this surgery, that's to fix the issue of being botched. There are cosmetic surgical groups. They, one of them we had shared my records with, and they are fully aware of what happened from the hands of that doctor/surgeon. They would be willing to continue on the rest of procedures in that out in Arizona. I just think overall, it's, I look at the signs and it's time for change, positive change. And this is a new lease of life, and it's a new chapter, and the world is in a standstill right now. But sometimes I think too, it's the universe letting us humans know that it's time for all of us to reset, and maybe God's way of letting us see what's truly important. And by silencing and quieting the world, it allows each of us to also reset our lives and get that kindness and compassion out, and to get away from, you know, the norm. And also, most importantly, if a lot of you haven't realized, it's allowing nature to reset itself also as well. Pollution, you know, the environment, things will change because the world is becoming silenced right now. I 100% believe this will dissipate, and it will disappear. I don't know if they'll ever find out reasons why, and sometimes the world, things happen and it's not for you to find out. And I don't care how much research they do, I think there's going to be a point where they're just not going to know. But I think we're all going to wake up, and we're going to appreciate life and the outside, and things that are not purchased through money. As I'm sitting outside right now with a mask on, because I don't want to, be sick just from all the rain and that. But that's my free time. It's just to take in, look out onto the wooded hillside, and appreciate spring and the signs of spring. And without the car of the muffler that went by, the silence that comes with when the world takes time to reset itself.